This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, also known as the Prophet Doctor. Good to have you in the house. The doctor's in the house. Some words of wisdom.
Hi, Dave Lickin. Well, I have lots of thoughts, many things on my mind. First off, quick, funny side note. Scott always talks about the science of sales, and there is science behind sales. There's actually human behavioral design and studies that have been done. And the guys that are economists have a doctorate in economics, and so they become an economic scientist or an economist. So my doctorate's in business, so I'm a business scientist or a businessist or a prophetist. And none of that sounds right, so that's why we stick with the prophet doctor. It's just easier.
It just works.
Well, so here we go, Dave. Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about leadership and strategy, management and measurement. And part of management and measurement is understanding financial statements. So today I'm going to talk about insolvency and fake money. We have lots of fake money in mortgage banking. We just don't know it. So accounting wants to count in on sale of an application. So when we take an application, that becomes our pipeline. And accounting wants to count the profit on the pipeline. And this pipeline profit is based on the gain on sale, and it does not count all the expenses it takes to make that into a loan. Because we know that only a small portion of this pipeline revenue is actually available to increase profit, because the firm has to spend money to make money. You have to spend money to process the loan, close the loan, pay the commission. There's a lot of cost to convert an application into a loan, and this pipeline profit doesn't really count that very well. So I was looking at this issue, and I'm actually doing a lot of study on it, and I did a quick non-statistical sample. So for all of those who have been listening to me in the past, that means this is not a validated study. But I did a quick non-statistical sample of IMB data, and I was really surprised to see, it actually scared me, and that's why I'm talking about this. Of the reports that I pulled, 50% of the company would have lost money last year except for the pipeline profit. So pipeline profit made them look profitable, but if you take out the pipeline profit, they lost money. And while this is, okay for agency approval and so forth, it's bad for owners because you can't spend this money. So the fundamental challenge that I have with this accounting rule is that it overstates profit, and there's gap reasons behind why it does that. But owners believe that they're better off than they really are. So this technical term is called intangible revenue. So the pipeline profit is really called intangible revenue, and I call it fake money. Or you can call it funny money, but fake money. And so if the auditor says there's $1 million in profit, but the profit is all from intangible revenue or fake money, then there's no cash. You can't spend it. You can't spend intangible revenue. Just like the MSR earnings for that year, you can't spend MSR profit recognition. It's fake money. You can't spend. It's not spendable. Not spendable revenue. So when you have profit with no cash, that's called insolvency. So we don't want that. That's a bad thing. That's when you think you've got money and you really don't. So this is an important issue. I'm personally invested in this because I think it's really bad that owners don't understand their financials. So this is really important, and we want people to know the truth. We want owners to understand their business and know their risk of insolvency because of this. So the best way for an owner to avoid this trick, to avoid getting tricked by fake money, is to run a simple test. So here's the test. It's really not that difficult. So here's all you got to do. You get your financials, get your audit, and you look at your audit, and in the audit, there's going to be a balance sheet and an income statement. On the balance sheet, there's going to be an asset account called a derivative asset. You look at that, number, and you write it down. $1 million, write down $1 million. You look at your profit and loss statement. And if it says your profit was $1,500,000, you write that number down. You then subtract the derivative asset from the net income. And that way you can know what your real profit is. So you didn't make $1.5 million. You only made $500,000. This is closer to the real profit. Now, this is an insolvency risk measure that we're talking about, and we're actually publishing more information about this. So there are a lot of metrics and details that get associated with this to make this whole thing work, but this simple test will give you an idea. So I actually teach CFOs the details about how to really understand this and how to present to CEOs and owners the truth about their company. So there's lots of stories I have. I have a new story, too, I can tell. I have info on a new CPA land of rainbows and unicorns. So CPAs are creating a new land of rainbows and unicorns. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'll tee it up real quick. So auditors want to justify counting all the pipeline profit. So what they've done is they've created the land of rainbows and unicorns, and it's called hypothetical combinations. Hypothetical business combinations is the fancy word for the land of rainbows and unicorns that auditors are using to justify counting all the pipeline profit when really it should be just a tiny bit. So you want to talk more about it, want to talk stories, want to understand more, send me an email. Happy to chat. One of my favorite topics, andy@mbs.team.com. Boom.
Appreciate it. Good job, Andy.
Thank you, Dave.
You're spinning it out to get the information out in a way that just causes you to think about it. So I appreciate that. Good job.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank. So good to have them as our newest sponsor. The MBA, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, the two co-ops in our advertising group, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard.